emotional release and what that feels like. Hey, welcome back for another episode of the Rising Tide podcast, where I'm sharing part of my journey right now. So I'm doing this as a video log for myself as well, because man, this year has been incredible. One just session after another, just learning new things and being new things and just embracing it all. And also for you, just to show you the behind the scenes also, because a lot of the self-work journey isn't mostly talked about, and there's a lot of things that have been happening recently that I would, well, definitely not be talking about. Actually, I don't think I've shared a lot of this with my close circle, so even then, so just shifting things, changing, you know, make it normal to just talk about these things, which is emotional release, feeling super low, having some family stuff. Personal, like how I associated myself, and little things that I do to keep me going. So hey, this is the episode of podcast. Oh my gosh, I'm so not gonna re-record this. So if you're watching this or listening to this, thank you so much for your patience and my babbling. I am doing this after I've been coached, and I have coached tonight. So yes, why am I sharing this? Mostly because yesterday I was tired. Yesterday I was tired. I didn't sleep. I had a very little sleep compared to my normal sleep on Monday night. Tuesday early morning wake up. And also Tuesday was a slow day at the work that I'm doing. So slow day, but then tired makes me even feel more tired, because if I keep active, it keeps active. And so yeah, I was tired, got home, had a nap, and then pretty much went straight into being coached with a peer. And I had a lot of emotional release during that session. So that session was mostly about, I'm going to be publishing it on my podcast as well, so the coaching session with a bit of edits, but it's going to be there. I can't really remember what it was about. That's a beautiful thing about coaching. You don't need to remember what it was about. It works. Just like, the topic will get back to me. Oh, it was on the blocks. It was on the fear of moving forward because of the hustling. And just, yeah, there's a lot of fear coming up at the moment for me taking the next step forward, because I'm meeting a new edge that I have, that I set up for myself, and I'm pushing that edge. I've got a growth edge at the moment, and there's a lot of fear coming up because of that. And the fear is totally normal. It has been paralyzed, keeping me quiet for a while, but because I found inner peace. I feel like Kung Fu Panda at the moment, like inner peace. Love that movie, by the way. Gosh. If you know what it's mean to be like with me. And yeah, so I have, thanks to self-work on myself, I have that inner peace. Like the sensation that I would get from my goal, I have already. I feel so at peace. I feel effortless. I have with ease in everything that I do, and every time that I do take an action step towards something that is familiar, and familiar is very important there, I love it. Now when it's an action step towards something that's not familiar, so it's a growth edge, that's when the fear comes up, because any action, and I'm air quoting here, that is not familiar starts with being hustling. So in the past, every time that I do something new, I take action, I go for it, and I'd hustle, and I do, and I made stuff happen, like one thing after the other, made it happen. And it's great, like got a lot of stuff done, and where I am today is thanks to that. But I do not want to be living in hustle anymore. Like, this is a clear So I have been protecting that inner peace so strongly because I have it and I don't want to let it go. Now the paradox is that now that I have it, I'm not going to be letting it go, because I've set up systems in place to remind me of that, and to always to be able to go back to that. And also that knowing the inner peace is within me, it has nothing to do externally, it's not because of how my external world looks, but it's, I have given myself inner peace. Inner peace is within me. Now, if all of this sounds like a lot of woo-woo and stuff, totally get you, because 5 years ago you would have told me any of this, I would have said, in which planet is she on? So totally get you there. Not a problem. But yeah, so yesterday I opened floodgates. It was emotional release. There was some big tears. And there was a moment where I remember I said something out loud, like giving myself what I wanted to be hearing. And like I said, I will be publishing that episode. I need to do a bit of edits on it because just things, content. But you'll see me crying. I'm going to keep that in to make crying normal. And to keep, like, yeah, emotions are part of being a human. And if you're not feeling, you're actually avoiding yourself being a human. And it's a super strength. Like, actually, if you allow yourself to feel your emotions, because most humans on the planet don't do that, you have a super strength over everybody else, which is very ironic because feeling is like the basis of the human being. But yeah, so I felt exhausted with that session. And then afterwards we had a lecture from the course. I don't know if you can call it a lecture. What was it? It's just a call with Alisa. And at the end of the call, there was some Q&As about boundaries and mothers, and a lot of things got triggered within me again. And because I was already very emotionally open, just felt it all and cried again, cried in front of like 150 people. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Like, I am so comfortable being on video and video calls, especially, I mean, this is such a safe space, the ICM course that I'm in, that it doesn't feel weird, awkward, or just like, I have no problem doing that, being vulnerable and open, because I know it's a safe space, and it's okay to feel that. And we're all working on some very deep stuff every now and then. So, yes, and I was tired. Yesterday I was exhausted. Here we go, coming back to this, exhausted. And this morning, well, I did make sure that I had my nice 7.5 hours of sleep. I set my intention before going to sleep of how I was going to sleep and how my sleep was going to be restful and rejuvenating, and that all my muscle would be relaxing when I'm sleeping and I'd wake up fresh. And I woke up fresh. Like, I got to work this morning again at 7 a.m. and I felt alive. Like, I wanted to do stuff compared to the day before. So today's Wednesday, and yesterday morning when I got to work, I was like, ugh, like, make it slow. And this morning I was just like, I want to do stuff. And I started working on things that I've been pushing off for quite a while without even overthinking about it. It was just like, oh, how about I'm going to do this? Whereas before it was like, excuses, procrastination, and finding anything else to do but that action. And I was just thinking like, oh, it was going to be taking too long, it'd be too hard, too difficult, excuses. But today it just felt easy, and so I did it. And yeah, so emotional release. I didn't know really what was going to be the outcome of the session. I never really know. I don't have a specific like need of being. Coaching works in a way where you work on something that's, you work on the root. And actually that image I'm gonna both visualize it and also show with my hands if you're watching on video. So visualize a tree. So you have the trunk of the tree, then you have the branches of the trees, and then on each branch you have a bunch of leaves. And the leaves on the trees are a bunch of problems or triggers that you have on a regular basis, right? And so if you try to like figure out one branch, one leaf after another leaf, right? It'd be so many leaves to try to remove or heal or make disappear, or whichever word you want to see, right? But if you just work on the branch, then all the leaves fold away with the branch. And with the coaching, mastery method coaching, I can't say it right, that's what we're learning. To work on the root cause of the external circumstances. So that, like, yeah, whatever all the, like, all the to-dos or things that aren't aligning, not working and everything, you find out that branch, that deeper thing that's linking all of them, and you work on that, and then everything falls away. And I've done this a couple of times where, God, I wake up the next morning and I'm like, okay, I feel great. I can conquer the world. And I just, it was like night and day. Like yesterday really felt like still struggling. And yeah, and today was like piece of cake. Yeah. All the blocks, all the noise in my head, it was completely gone. And I mean, yeah, it was just going deep and having an emotional release with emotions. So an emotional release, what is an emotional release? Well, people tend to easily express happiness, and most positive emotions tend to be expressed quite easily. The more negative emotions, so anger, sadness, grief, tend to be repressed. And actually, I did. I mean, these felt stronger than the previous ones I've had. Don't know why, maybe because I haven't had one in a while. But over time, you not allowing yourself to feel your emotions means you're repressing those emotions, like you're holding them up in a dam. And you are using your energy to hold the dam up, right? It doesn't hold on itself. It's like, so there's so much energy use not to feel those emotions, like stop feeling them. And then as the emotion keep piling on into the dam, it's harder and harder to keep them in. So you get more and more exhausted by not trying to feel them. And afterwards, you're shit scared, says Daily, but yeah, shit scared of allowing yourself to feel it, because you feel like if you let it open, you let the flood get open, it's the dam open, you're not going to be able to like swim or float on top of everything else, because it's going to be too much and you're going to be overwhelmed and overtaken by everything that's going to be feeling, and you're going to be completely frozen with all these emotions, not being able to do anything with it. It's not true. It's so not true. It's going to feel really weird and uncomfortable, and there's going to be a lot of tears possibly also being shed. But afterwards, there's an inner relief that happens, and you find more and more inner peace, right? The more you do this work, the more you realize that, yeah, where you are is exactly where you're meant to be. And yeah, that's a little bit of an update of what's been going on the last 2 days, not even like 24 hours, which is ridiculous. Also, like showing my little mug. So I have a mug at the moment, which has an elephant on it and tropical. I have been, it's been my works to do a project in Africa with wildlife, because I'm inspired by nature, wildlife, and absolutely the beauty. So the elephant is actually one of the animals that's being poached, so are the rhinos. And I also heard from Human Design, apparently that, well, obviously take what you want, but I did like that visual, that manifestors have as a animal elephants, because manifestors energy. So Human Design is great to figure out the type of energy that you have and how you function with your energy. And I have been using Human Design for 4 years, to really sort of listen to my energy, and I am way more productive by listening to my ebbs and flows. So I will have a huge amount of energy to start a project and launch it and put it out there, and then I'll need rest. So I'm not, and manifestors are less in the world, rather than generators or manifesting generators, which are about 70% of the planet are generators and manifesting generators. And manifestors are different than manifesting generators. And so generators and manifesting generators have the energy of like go, go, go constantly of things that they enjoy doing. Manifestors' energy tend to have like sparks of energy of like really all out do, and then it's rest. But it's also to innovate, to lead the way, a path that has not been taken before. Which like trailblazing. And so the elephant represents like a very strong, sturdy animal that moves through the jungle slowly but surely, unfazed, and just traces a new path. And so this is a reminder of both like me wanting to work in Africa on projects and who am I, my energy, and how to move forward. And I found this cup. I did have an intention of buying myself a new cup. I love my cups, my teas. And I there's a cute little shop called Maison du Monde that has, in France, a bunch of different cups every now and then. And that's where I got it from. And I just happened to fall on that particular cup. And I like it. It's a big size mug too. Yeah, so that's my update. I did talk fast for this one. Try not to. But hey. And, yeah. So to wrap it up, emotional release, using coaching to go deep to solve the root cause so that all the tiny little things fade away as well with the root cause. Allowing yourself to feel, because human beings are meant to feel, part of emotions. We have them for a reason. Evolution kept our emotions for a reason, and therefore shoving them down is not a solution. There's actually diseases linked with shoving down emotions down. Gabor Mate in The Myth of Normal has great experiences on that and other things. And finding little things that remind you, some the mug that I have, that embody your vision and your dreams. I've used this technique multiple times. So the items that I choose to keep around me in my home are all intentionally, for most of it, intentionally done so, where they bring a little bit of joy, the spark joy from Marie Kondo, and they remind me of something on a daily basis. So a tiny little token of a daily reminder for what I want to achieve and where I want to go. And so far, everything that I've set my mind to has happened one way or another. So give it a try, see if it works for you. Works for me, so I'm going to keep doing it. Yeah. Thank you very much for watching this, whoever you are. If this has helped you, do share it with anybody else around you, because if it's helped you, it will help somebody else too. And thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Rising Tide podcast with Tara Baromi. Oh, and here's a little freebie for you as well. If you're interested in starting to, you can self-coach yourself. So if you go tarabaro.com, so tarabarot.com/tools, there's a page where I'll be putting the tools for you to be able to self-coach. So these are tools that I use for myself, and these are tools that I use with coaching clients. And so you can start there and start your own self-development journey and see where it goes from there. All right, thanks for watching. Until next time. All right, bye. Be awesome.